The first sentence of our call to worship this morning is from Psalm 66, verse 1. And there are actually a number of psalms that include words and very, very strong themes of this nature. We'll hear a little bit why. Let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Let us sing our praises to the glory of God. I have a little very short reflection here before we hear from the choir. And thinking about music as a metaphor for life and for faith. And it came about when Laura and I, we were looking through the songs that the choir is going to be sharing with us the other day, and we noticed the song said, "How can I keep from singing?" And that made me think of music as a metaphor for life and for faith. Because music and life and faith, they're all very much connected. There's Old Testament that has stories from 1,000 BC, right? From 3,000 years ago, that share with us about how King David, he would listen to music for therapy, to calm him, to soothe him. He would play music to help reconnect himself and those around him with his soul and with God. There was a popular song about that not long ago, right? It goes, you know, "I heard there was a secret chord that David plays and it pleased the Lord," right? That's the David that we're talking about. King David loved music. And it said that he is the one who wrote all the Psalms. He may have written them himself, some, all, he may have had them commissioned. But the word psalm means song. A lot of us know that. And so they're really all songs, and they were all sung for at least the first 1,000 years up until Christ. Nobody knows what the tunes were, but they were all sung. And it's pretty amazing to think about some of these that are actually quite long, and you know the people had to know all of these different tunes. And it's interesting. One of the things about singing your faith is that a lot of people know this too, is that like within nursing homes and with people who even go into dementia, that if you start singing hymns, then even if they don't know family members, even if they don't remember a lot of things, then they will start singing the hymns. It's the last place in the brain to go, so it's embedded very, very, very deeply. A lot of the psalms begin with instructions that say, to the choir master, instructions in terms of how it's to be sung or what kind of instruments they're to be played with. And why is music such an integral part? Because it does wonderful things for our soul, connects us with our soul, to deeper parts of ourselves. Happy songs, we whistle a happy tune, we may sing a mournful song. We think about, you know, it's called the Negro spirituals, right? And those were the songs that would get people through incredibly difficult times to be able to keep faith. That's why music gives rise to just a whole host of metaphors. And there are words that we use in our speech all the time that we may or may not think about that kind of disclose and reflect the connection between music and our spiritual life. There's a wonderful line that I love from Leo Tolstoy, who wrote, "Don't die with your music still in you." And obviously he's not talking literally about not dying with your music still in you. It's pretty powerful imagery. And of course he's right on point about living to the fullest. Don't let anything on the table. Using music as the metaphor for expressing our soul and meaning and purpose and letting it out. We use musical metaphors all the time that talk about creating harmony, right? Sensing discord. Did that hit the wrong note? We might say. Or, you know, I kind of feel like that's a little off key. Something's out of rhythm. Or we might say, you know, I think we've got a great rhythm going along here. Or that really struck a chord with me. Or let's not end on a sour note. Right? Now, in nature, music also comes through literally, not as a metaphor, but you know, in nature, music is around us as a part of life. We wake up to hear birds singing. We love that. Whales sing. Dolphins sing. It's just music coming through life, God's creation. And so we find ourselves with nature, with God, that we're speaking the same language through music and tones and harmonies. And we're doing music back to God, we're doing music with God, and expressing our soul. When the sun rises, when the sun sets, we might almost hear a hallelujah. We might want to sing hallelujah. And when the sun rises on Easter morning, we sing hallelujah. Hallel, by the way, means praise, and Yah is a short form for the name of God, Yahweh. So it's praise God. Hallel, Yah, which is also when something goes well and you go, Yah! It's really God. The music of life, the music of our soul, a metaphor for how we feel going through chord changes in our life. Sometimes feeling our life and the pace of our life as staccato is going da 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 da. Sometimes legato, drawn out, mellow. We feel life with its crescendos. We feel life pianissimo. Eventually, we also know every song comes to an end. So sing to the Lord a new song. Whatever that song is of your soul, just sing it. Just sing it, literally or figuratively. Don't wait. Don't hold it inside. Praise God. Live life. Don't die with your music still in you. Whatever that music may be. A few things to contemplate now as the choir leads us for the next while in spiritual song. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. from singing. How can I keep from singing? Can I keep from singing? From singing? From singing? From singing?
our God of hope and trust, our giver of life and strength and inspiration. As we take our next steps into this most welcome season of spring and Lent, with all of the new life and hope that it promises, may we not forget that all hope and all new life comes from you and comes with change. May we always be aware, and may we embrace also, God, that any change always comes with not knowing exactly what will happen next. And so with all of this, we put our whole life, and actually the whole creation, in your hands. And so as we welcome new life, as we anticipate and yearn for new life around us to begin showing itself in the buds and the flowers and the greening of our world around us, may we take a few moments to savor and to notice and to give thanks who is behind this miracle that is once again happening and transforming what has been dormant into new life. And may we also receive being a part of that transformation within ourselves, God. As we see what you can do out there, we pray for you to do within our own lives and for those who we pray for, where change and where transformation is needed. And so just as you are with the trees and flowers coming to bud, may you infuse us with your new life and spirit and those we embrace in our prayer. All those who are going through life transitions, changes in their lives, which is all of us every day, with those in need of healing, with those going through economic struggles, vocational struggles, with those seeking meaning, going through family changes, for those who are grieving, and those who have recently received news or awareness of a major life shift. God, may you be with us. God, may you be with them to heal, to guide, to comfort, to strengthen, to help see and perceive clearly, and to help act accordingly with love, faith, integrity, patience, and with the radiant joy that only comes from you. In your spirit, this we pray. Amen.